Imagine if someone told you that astonishingly, somehow, your honors year can be not just bearable, but fun. Well, you don't have to imagine any longer, as we have a current postgraduate student at the University of Pretoria, Leon Rapp, give us his unpopular testimony of this infamous postgraduate death wish known as CTA, and that with the right mindset and outlook, it might not be the supposed death wish that we make it out to be. We also chat about purpose and having a why, how to enjoy the journey through adopting a growth mindset, his half Thai and half South African heritage, and subsequently the importance of diversity in life. He is a fantastic spirit full of servitude and positive energy, and I believe we need more of him, this essence of giving and optimism in our lives and in the profession. This one was from the heart, from a man of heart and soul, and you will love him. He is fantastic. And so I hope that you enjoy. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, yani bengalela, tumelang, goeiedag. My fellow aspiring chartered accountants, that is you. Guys, before we start the episode, I just want to say sorry for the late release. A lot of stuff's been happening, but we are back. And I also wanted to just mention that Leon's parents actually started a travel YouTube channel. He wanted me to mention that. And it's just so amazing. It's where they document their traveling escapades in like a raw, real, and fun way. You know, in this age of AI, Photoshop, and filters, it's really just so refreshing to find everyday, real, amazing South Africans showing us these amazing things. So if you like travel or just want to find out about some interesting spots around the country, I mean, they even went to Steyn City, I saw some places in Waterfall, Midrand, and then they even spent a day in Oranje. That was very interesting to see. Give this vibrant, vivacious couple a watch. I mean, they're just so full of life and laughter. They are such a pleasure to watch. So that will be linked in the description. Without further ado, on to the episode. Welcome back, my people. This is The Road to CA. It's yours, it's mine, it's our conversation. When we look back, we look within, and we look beyond, all in the hopes that it will not end, but that it will begin in CASA. I'm joined with, first and foremost, a lover of God. I love a period. I believe he's such a beautiful soul, someone who gives of himself with such a selflessness, but with such a kindness. He is hailing from Kempton Park in South Africa. He's half Thai and half South African, which is very interesting that I found this out in the pre-information that he sent me. But he's a goofy personality. He's a guy who loves fun. His name is Leon. Leon, how are you, man?
I'm good, thank you. Wow, what an intro. Gosh, I love that.
And I want to honor the truth in my intro. You are, and I've always known this, so me and Leon were in the same year before I failed, of course. And he's always had this energy. You know, he didn't have to smile. I could tell Leon was zen. He was, I don't know, you enjoy life. How do you enjoy life so?
I mean, you just said it, very first thing that you said was the Lord. Like, really, that's something that makes life enjoyable, is having that source that you can always go to. I know that might look different for everyone, but for me, it is God you can go to. That, you know, that is the source of life. From my perspective, that's the source of life. And then, you know, you can go to that and you can just experience life from that. and experience true joy through it. So that's the most important thing, why I just enjoy life. And I would say the people in my life, I've got really great people.
You're one of them.
So we will not smile when you're talking to
too much, too much bias here, too much bias.
But yeah, the people in my life really makes life enjoyable.
I hear you. And you mentioned source. You know, whether you're religious or not, I think the idea of God is powerful because it is constant.
Yes.
In ups and downs, lefts, rights, if you believe in something, if you believe in a God, it stays. You know, whether your God is your mission on earth, whether your God is this idea of yin and yang, the stoic idea of being balanced and not being too extreme, whether your purpose is found else anywhere, there's a constant in a God.
Yeah.
You know? And that's where I see a lot of the value. Leon, so obviously God is central to the journey.
Yes.
But let's rewind. Yeah, God is at the beginning and the end, he's everywhere.
Yes.
But now on a very worldly perspective.
Yes.
Let's rewind to when it all started, the CA thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, yeah, I did not want to become a CA.
Sure.
At the very start. You know, funny thing, I wanted to start, I wanted to become a veterinarian, vet.
Yes.
Helping the animals and whatnot. And that was a great
night. You see, he even wanted to help the animals. Like, he's just a lovely dude. Carry on.
The hard thing about a vet is you got to put them down. But,
sure. That is tough, yeah.
But in any case, I wanted to become that, and one day I just saw a video of it. It's a stupid video. People just know me off this, but I saw a video of a heart pumping, because in natural sciences we had a teacher that, you know, gave us this video of a heart pumping, and I was like, I'm nauseous. I was white in the face, more white than I am, and I was like, this is not for me. This is all fit. You know, career is not going to be for me. It's not for me. I don't like cutting open or whatnot. So, not the thing for me. Then we fast forward a little forward. I wanted to do architecture. I was like jumping back and forth between architecture, being an architect, and CASA. And it's very two different things. I don't know how I jumped in between those two, but I wasn't quite set on the idea of becoming a CASA. And so, you know, architecture was one of the options. And I'm really glad I didn't choose that option, because I've got a friend who's doing architecture, and I'm seeing what they're doing, and I'm like, that's not for me. So it was a very good choice for me to then choose CASA. There's a couple of key people in my life, close family, friends, that still are CASA. And I got to gain their perspective, which was cool. Like, your podcast is all about giving people that perspective. And so I had their stories, saw what it's all about. And I was like, you know what? And I do like accounting. That's cool. So maybe this is something for me. And so I guess grade 10, grade 11, I said, you know what? This is what I want to do. I'm going to apply at a university. And I'm going to pursue this.
So you knew people in the journey.
Yes.
What did you see?
So I saw the ups and downs.
Yeah, okay.
But it was interesting for me, because they just told me their story and what they've learned, and, you know, where they ended up, because that was also the cool part of it always. Like, yes, okay, cool, you're starting off, and this is the tough work that you're going to do, which I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. But to see where they are working, and all three of them are in three different areas in life. Like, the one is a mom working somewhere.
Yeah.
The other one is doing investments and stuff like that. And it's cool to see where they ended up, and it's like, you know what? This is cool because it's very diverse career.
Yeah.
It's not, are you going to help animals? Nothing against vets.
Yeah, but, yeah.
You know, CASA, it's very broad.
It's broad.
You can do a lot with it.
And there's a big misconception. You know, for any high schooler listening to this, there's a big misconception around accountants. That you're going to be doing debits and credits. Even in, like, high school accounting.
Yeah.
You think it's just going to be, oh, I'm going to take the balance, the spreadsheet, and I'm going to credit this account. No, but no.
Not at all.
And you can even see it now while you're studying it, how broad this thing can go and how deep it can go. Tell me about CTA, because CTA is a as many know in the journey and within CTA, it's a whole other beast. Mm. Tell me about your experience in it so far.
So for those going into CTA, and those going in CTA might have the same or different perspective, but I just want to say, but before we go into CTA, a lot of people are going to, in my experience, say that it's a very, almost like impossible year, right? That's the picture I got going into CTA, that this is a mountain where it's a very steep climb and it's very, very difficult and it's beyond, you know, my understanding to get grips of it. And that's the image that I got from it. And I think it's a cool opportunity now to tell people that it is doable. Yes, it's difficult. Yes, the volume is a lot. Like, that's one part of it that makes it difficult, is the low time, the massive volume, and then there's obviously technical, you know,
some technical difficulty
that makes it a little bit harder sometimes. And but otherwise, it's doable. It really is doable. And I told Alunga right before the podcast that it is, I know a lot of people are going to be like, what are you saying? But it is fun at times.
you're going to get flack for that.
I'm going to get flack for that. not the IFRS flag. So there's going to come a different flag. But I know some days there are days where I feel like, gosh, I just don't want to do this anymore. So I do empathize with all students that are in CTA. And I'm not saying it's at all easy, but it is doable, and there are interesting things that's going to come up that you're going to learn and going to be like, gosh, this is fun, and it's going to take you to the next step in your journey. We're going to be like, okay, now I can use this once I'm finished with CTA, or even in CTA. So
now I can use this. Isn't that such a privilege to put in all these years of work to be valuable?
True.
To be valuable, because everyone, especially in this social media age, we want it instantly.
Yeah.
We want instant money. We want instant fame. We want instant this and instant that. But we don't appreciate what it takes to be truly valuable. And even coming back to the point about having a God and having a purpose, having things that last. The things that last, they did not take an instant.
Yeah.
They take work. They take sacrifice. They take such ordeals as a CTA in order for you to become valuable. I'd argue that CTA year is what separates the layman accountant and the chartered accountant.
I guess so, yeah.
Like, obviously, there's the 3 years of training and the board exams, which are also very tough.
Yeah.
Okay, I will say this. UP's CTA program is tough.
Yes.
ITC is the equalizer. Is the ITC is that point where you're not allowed to get through unless you're technically competent.
Yes.
So I will say definitely your experience of ITC coupled with CTA, depending on where you go.
Yeah.
And but you're becoming valuable. You know?
That's quite cool.
What would you say if you could summarize is a lesson or the thesis of your time in the program? Because I can say mine is knowing why. That's my biggest thing. When I failed, it was because I didn't know why. And when I struggle, it's because I don't know why. And when I don't get a topic and when I don't want to learn, it's because I just don't pursue the understanding. What would you say is a thesis of yours?
Okay. So I think the why thing is one that everyone needs to look into and say, you know what, why am I doing this? You know, what's the heart and intention behind it? And a lot of people are like,
we always joke about it, so we do it for the money. And
yeah. But I'm challenging you to look beyond that and look within and say, why am I doing this? So definitely that, I think maybe look at, for me, it was a thing of what do I like doing? What is important for me? And serving people, helping people is something I really enjoy. And coupled with that, I do enjoy the work we're doing CASA. So those were the two things that kind of drove me. It's like, you know, one day I will be able to help someone if it's in the workplace, if it's maybe at university, to help them out, the knowledge that I do have, and to serve them. Mm. And that's got me in, through some difficult times, knowing that, you know what, this is the ultimate goal that I'm working to.
Mm.
Yes, there's a couple of benefits you get from it, but I think it's beyond the test. This goal that you have is beyond the test, so it will help you. It will help drive you in those difficult times, and when you feel like you're a little bit down, that okay, cool. You know what? I'm doing this for someone. Yes, I'm doing it for myself. I'm doing it also for someone to maybe help them in their journey, to serve them. So yeah, getting the why, getting the bigger goal than the test.
So you'd say the why that you've come to is serving, serving others.
Yes, yeah.
I assume it comes from your commitment to God.
Starts off there, yes.
Starts off there. For some people, it doesn't.
Mm.
Some people, it starts elsewhere, and it comes to a God, to a purpose.
Mm.
And I think that thing of why, man, it's powerful.
Mm.
I forgot where the quote was from, but someone said, when you know why, how it becomes easy.
Very true.
When you know why, how it becomes easy, how it becomes kind of intuitive. Because why am I doing this? I'm doing this so that I can support my family.
Yeah.
Okay, how am I going to support my family? We'll get there.
Yeah.
We tend to go from, in when we go to varsity, we go from, what do I want to become? An accountant. How do I do it? We go 7 years of, 4 years of study, and then 3 years of training. Yeah. Why? We'll get there. We'll get there. I learned the hard way that it's not wise. So it's going from what, how, why to why, how, what.
I think
that's a big lesson that I've been learning.
Beyond your test.
Yeah.
Like
beyond the test. Yeah.
Beyond the test. Like start off with why.
Mm.
But even when you study, starting off with why is so wise. It's so cool that why applies to much more than just, okay, why am I doing this? Yeah, no, you can even go further and deeper than that and ask yourself why. Why is this principle in accounting so important?
Yeah.
So the question why, totally important.
It helps. I'm going to quote from a previous episode that I had with Peter Pinor.
Yeah.
And Peter, he spoke of this thing called breaking ideas. So what he does is he breaks ideas. It's such a crazy thought that I learned from him.
Mm.
And what why does, when you ask, wait, why?
Mm.
Why is IS 37 in place? When you ask the why, you're forced to break down the how.
Mm.
Okay, how is this thing brought up? Why does it work? Oh, it's for this purpose. Okay, so then how? And you start to think, or even think about breaking down words. You'll find that you think you don't know this word, what's a word? You think you don't know the meaning of extemporaneous. Oh, it sounds big, right?
Yeah.
But have you ever heard of the word temperature? I don't know. I'm saying a bad example. Extemporaneous is a bad one because someone has to know a little bit of French, so time is T-E-M-P-S, temps in French. So temps is temp, extemp, so outside of time.
Mm.
Extemporaneous basically means unprepared. So outside of time, without time.
Okay, yeah.
Extemporaneous. So when you break down the word, when you're like, okay, why is it like that? How is it built up? You actually know it.
Mm.
When you learn like basic reading and writing, you're able to decode lots.
Very true.
You know? Like we don't appreciate how capable we are already. Like getting into the course, you're already some level of capable.
You are.
You know? Leon, let's go back to that for some people blasphemous idea that you're enjoying CTA. Cause that's some people, they're going through it.
Yeah.
How would you say how are you able to keep your head above the water? Now, obviously, there's the day-to-day of doing the work, which is, you could say it's a prerequisite, but there's something up in the mind that blocks people from doing that, that blocks them from enjoying the journey. How do you do that?
So I would like to preface that I'm not a top student. I'm not one of the top five or anything. I'm just a fellow, you know, average student that's also struggling. So for me to say I enjoy it doesn't mean that it's easy for me.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, it's smart. So just for the people out there that don't know me. Going back to enjoying it, I think, like you said, it's a mental thing. I always like, and even my academic trainees this year taught me this, and lecturers as well. And now I'm telling other people as well that CTA, and I would even say the whole of your undergrad as well, is a mental game. We as accounting students are perfectionists, right? We love doing everything right, and we like to get everything perfect 100%. And if things don't balance, we get very sad and very angry, right? And so when you fail a test where you've done very well in the past in school, now you're failing a test in, you know, first, your second, your third, even CTA maybe for the first time, it breaks a lot of people down. It broke me down because you get into your mind that, oh, I'm not smart enough. I'm not capable. So I'm taking a longer route here, but if you can get mentally stronger, so that means separate yourself from the work, and you got to look beyond the marks, because your CA journey is more than the marks, right? And I've learned this because I didn't get high marks. So if I base my journey on the marks, it's a horrible journey, because I got like 40s and 50s on my undergrad, right? But if you say, like, you know what, I'm going to look to my journey from a different perspective and say, what can I learn? Rather than, okay, what's the highest mark I can get from this, but what can I learn? There's a different mentality to it. And they teach us this kind of in first year that, you know, get that learner growth mindset instead of just having this, okay, cool, this fixed mindset of, I have to know everything. No, you're not going to know everything, right? You're going to do bad in tests, but it's okay to do bad in tests. It's okay to fall, right? I think part of that mentality, having a strong mentality, is being okay to fail. I know it's a very difficult thing for students, especially in the accounting journey, to do, is being okay to fail, but it's okay. It really is, right? You will be able to do it. So don't get too much in your mind about the marks. Don't get too much in your head about failure, but say, like, you know what, how can I improve from this? And this is what I always have done. It's like taking a step back and saying, I did bad in this. People did do better better than me at this. How can I do better? How can I upskill myself a little bit more? And it shifted a little bit of my mentality behind it, because I'm looking at it from a different perspective of, I'm not chasing marks, I'm chasing what can I do better? What can I learn? Because that's what I'm here for. I'm here to learn. I'm here to get better at, you know, from a knowledge perspective, to gain more knowledge from it.
Yeah.
So going back to mentality, that's what I would say. Get you in a stronger mindset. Don't get too caught up in the little things that you think is a big deal.
Yeah.
Like your marks. Marks are important, I know. But not getting too caught up in the marks, not getting too caught up in the struggles and the failures, but saying, you know what, I can do this, and it is beyond the marks that I'm chasing. It gives me that mentality, a stronger mentality, if that makes sense.
Interestingly, I've actually chatted with this about my brother. Resilience is not always, you know, like quoting that famous Rocky quote of being able to take the hits, fall down and bounce back, get up. It's not always that. Oftentimes resilience is about changing your angle, changing your perspective, zooming out and seeing that maybe it's not that bad.
Truly.
About seeing that maybe this is a big one that I've recently started to understand. Your timelines are wrong. So you're thinking about the next test, so the next 2 weeks, as opposed to think about the next semester or even year or even 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. If you, for a moment, get out of the nitty gritty, the day to day, get out of that executive, you know, go into a non-executive position for yourself.
Yeah.
You'll see that you're actually doing well. You're actually doing very well. And as long as you stick to the plan, more or less, you will get there.
Yeah.
You will get there.
You will. Mm.
Can we go back to the fact that you're half Thai, half South African? Please walk me through that.
How did that happen? Okay, so you get the visa.
not that detail.
Don't worry, I also don't know
that detail. Okay. So yeah, my mom is Thai, Asian. And then my dad is Afrikaans, you know, South African. And, you know, they met and...
Here I am today.
Where did they meet? Like here, there?
So my mom came over for work from Thailand.
Okay.
And she came to Pretoria, got to work here doing stuff with Thai friends of hers. And then lo and behold, my dad came along and became friends, talked, and took it further.
And she moved here.
Wow. So, you know, that was never a plan. She was just here to work in temporarily.
Sure.
But now she grew a family here and staying here for about 25
years she's been here.
Do you ever go there?
Mm. We've been there a couple of times, visited the peoples there,
yeah,
stuff.
But it's very fun.
Would you consider yourself Afrikaans or Thai?
Interesting, very interesting question. I would say I'm Afrikaans.
Okay.
Because I grew up here, because I'm in this culture, I speak the language here.
Yeah.
I would say, I'm Afrikaans. Yes, I do have that part of me that's Thai, but I've never, how could I say, identified with being Thai. I was like, you know what, I see myself as an Afrikaans people.
Yeah.
Person.
Yeah. So, yeah. How would you say that, because you have a very different perspective for, like, if you look at Afrikaans people, Afrikaans people generally are mom, dad, cousin, auntie, dog, like everyone's Afrikaans in the family. How would you say that diverse background has affected you and your life?
I think it affected me in a very good way that I do love diversity. And not saying Afrikaans people like this, but not being stuck in a mindset of, okay, it's only one. Love diversity, love exploring, you know, different cultures, different countries. You know, being in Thailand was so nice, meeting with people that have such a different perspective and way of living.
Yeah.
And getting their perspective on little things in life that when you talk to them, all English that they can't speak.
Yeah.
Which makes it fun. So, you know, and also our household culture is so much more different than the general, you know, South African culture, because it's got a bit of Thai spice.
Yeah.
The way we make our food, the way we talk at house, at home, the way we do things at home, so much more different than our general South African way of doing things. And I think it's a good thing as well, linking back to the diverse part, that, you know, it's taught me that there's so many great other people out there from different cultures that you can learn so many good lessons from. You know, digging deep from that perspective is like, you know, well, that's so cool. Like, there's so many other people out there that you can learn from and that has a different background than yours. And that's so cool. And that actually taught me that, like, you know, so many people out there.
That's a powerful lesson to learn early, that knowledge is everywhere. And perspective is so powerful.
Yeah.
Because there's a lesson you can learn from every single perspective. Like, just because someone doesn't speak your language or doesn't speak English or speak whatever, that doesn't mean that you can't learn from them.
Exactly.
Or doesn't even mean that they're less intelligent, per se. And it's a powerful lesson that you can learn early. Leon, to close, if you could rewind or peek into a crystal ball and have a walkie-talkie and old Leon from first year or even high school is there, what would you tell him?
What am I telling him? Specific to CA?
No.
Just what I would tell him.
Mm.
I would tell him, don't be scared of the big dreams you have in life. Mm. Don't be scared that you don't have the ability to do it. Just get into it and do it because you can. If you want to, you're able to.
Don't be scared of your dreams, guys. Can you see how, whether it's CA or not, truth be told, we're not that different. If it's CA, if it applies to a CA, probably applies to just you when you were there.
True.
Guys, don't give up on your dreams. It's going to work out.
Yes, it is.
Zoom out and think about why you're doing it. You know, just make sure that you stick to it. Mm. Stay resilient. Mm. Please, guys, if you have not done so, please like this. Go to the YouTube channel and like that video. There's episode one. Go follow our YouTube or subscribe to it. Follow this if you're listening. I hope that it does not end, but that it begins in CASA. Thank you, Leon.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, man.